we're all as proud of them, to be fair. You know, win, lose or draw, I don't think, you know, I think the little bit of Genoa wasn't that great. It's 3 points, 3 points out of what to keep us in the division. That's all it's about. Like, do you know what I mean? We possibly should have got a point maybe in Bray that we didn't get. We ended up getting three that we didn't expect tonight. But no, look, they'll always give effort. You know, I think in the first half we had quality, but we ran out of legs. And to be fair to Pats, I'd say they're scratching their head wondering how they didn't get something out of the game, you know.
I mean, they had such a great start, a poor start, obviously, for your own team. A goal down after 3 minutes, but you found yourself 2-1 ahead of the break.
Yeah, look, we started off very poorly. We gave Josh, maybe as well give it to him on the goal line, you know, and it made it more difficult. But to be fair to them, from there to half time, I thought we were very, very good. I thought we squeezed them high up the pitch. We had loads of energy. We had great work rate. But we knew we wouldn't be able to sustain it after playing on Friday night, you know, and that's what happened. We had to sit back in the second half. It was back to the wall stuff. I mean, the start of the second half, I think there were two chances in the space of a minute or two, and Conan Byrne gave us huge problems on the right-hand side. But we got away with it just about.
Yeah. And when you see players of the calibre of Curtis Byrne and Christy Fagan coming on the pitch as well, you really start looking at it, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, Christy's brilliant in crosses, and you know, I'd say scratching his head as well how he didn't. You know, a few of them went just wide at the post from, in particular, Conan Byrne's crosses. But that's the quality that the Pats have. Look, did the better side win today? Probably not. But at the same time, I have to give our lads a hell of a lot of credit. But it's only one game. We had another 29 games to go, like, you know.
We're getting to see a little bit more, too, of Paddy McCord. I thought he was outstanding with some of the challenges that he got in there tonight to break down their play in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he wouldn't be renowned for that, like, you know. But, look, he seems to have bought into what we're trying to do. And you know, we needed someone to make tackles in the last 10 minutes of that game rather than going dribbling past three or four people. And to be fair to Paddy, he made a couple of tackles, but there was a hell of a lot more out in that pitch that made tackles out there that deserve mentioning, but I'm not going to share it.
Yeah. Right? Now, finally, it's a big 3 points, as you say. It's your first win of the season, upwards and onwards, because the confidence that this will give the boys now going into the next couple of weeks will only be massive, Ollie. But you have to keep feet on the ground a little bit, do you?
There's no fear of that. You know, we'll have bad days. We know that. You know, we went last year 8 games without scoring. Don't mind getting a point. And we know we're going to have bad spells. But look, at least they'll enjoy what they had tonight. But tomorrow, you know, you wake up, we're looking at Limerick, the biggest pitch in the country, and a serious side on there. And, you know, unless we can recover, we have no chance down there if we don't prepare properly for that. So, look, we'll enjoy tonight and move on very quickly in the morning.